The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is keeping us on time here, manning the controls. Manny is taking your calls, and the great Ravate is in charge of all kinds of things related to getting the program rolling and getting our guests on and slicing and dicing some audio cuts and all that fun. We have a wonderful team here. And we are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Always reminded out of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776 for your questions and or comments. I see that there were a number of questions that came in for Ed Schaefer that we didn't get in time, and I don't know why, but one was on a Title IX question and a couple others. We will have Mr. Schaefer back on the program, President Schaefer, Governor Schaefer, Secretary Schaefer, and certainly follow up on. We only had a half hour today, and I wanted to do almost a little more on that just because there's so much swirling around about the budget. I think what Ed brings to this whole debate right now is a real guide, if you will, on how to do budgeting, right? Just and it's a good exercise for everybody in what's happening at UND. And I love that people say, "Oh, cutting at UND and none at NDSU." Well, as he explained, part of it is how the institutions have been run differently the last 2 years, but also he's got a pretty good theory there about saying, yes, there's going to be some pain and some cuts, but those dollars go into a pot, and then we fund priorities, and there's something to pay attention there to for every, you know, state office or government office for that matter, city, county, state, federal, whatever. So anyway, there's more to do there, and we will, but sorry we didn't get to all of your questions. Now another hour, Talk Radio Town Hall. Wednesdays this hour, we normally have Congressman Kramer. He actually has been bumped to Friday this week, but we are starting a series of Talk Radio Town Halls that will continue now till June 14th on the governor's race. There are three candidates for the Republican nomination, one of those is the current Attorney General, Wayne Stengem. The other is Doug Burgum, and the third is Paul Sorum. And Paul's in, I think, Bismarck now. He used to be in Fargo. But Paul is also in that race. Honestly, Paul is registering in no polls. Right now we're not dedicating time. If the polls show a blip, you know, we're doing this sort of like Fox News does it. You gotta pick, how many candidates you have in and do what you can. But, I want you to know he's on the ballot. But, for right now we have, the Burgum campaign and the Stengem campaign working with us to schedule Talk Radio Town Halls with, the governor, lieutenant governor candidates with a debate and looking forward to that. Now till June 14th. So, and we've talked to all these folks before. We've done it before the nomination. We're doing it up to the primary vote. We want to get you any and all questions and comments today on the program. So it's good access for you, the listeners. And you can call us. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or by golly, do like we do it in North Dakota. Just pick up the darn phone and ask a question. Hey, Doc, how are you? Hey, Wayne, I have a question. Works really good that way. Love to have you on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And guess what? You get choice at the pump that way. It's up to you. What do you want? Unleaded? Do you want E10? You want E15? All the way up to E85. They're also a great spot to have a bite to eat, like my favorite, Personal Pan Pizza. That's the hot stuff variety. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink. $4 for four items. Four for four all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Now another Talk Radio Town Hall, and we're pleased to welcome back to the program Doug Burgum. Doug, how are you?
Great, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
I should ask, where are you, not how are you, because you've been everywhere. As Ed Schaefer, the former governor, we just asked him to give a little report card on both campaigns, which we'll share with you a little later, but he said something to the effect of, he's everywhere. Are you everywhere?
Well, I'm in Minot this morning, having a great week. I just got back from touring some of the very important Minot flood projects that are happening here from great 2011 flood that happened in Minot. But it's been a fun week. I've been traveling with my running mate Brent Sanford, and we've been in Beulah Hazen, and we've been in Stanley and Tioga, Watford City, two events, Williston. Now we're in Minot. Last week we were in Bowman and Medora and Dickinson and Scranton and Beach and Headinger. And so we've been really focusing on the last couple of weeks, and it's been really fun to be out here, meeting with all the people in Western North Dakota.
All right, I couldn't write that fast, so I didn't get all of them down. But what's Scranton, Watford, Bowman? What are they saying? What are you hearing from people? What are they concerned about? I mean, they worried about things you're reading in the paper and hearing about in the evening news and hearing us chat about here, or is it completely different things? Or what's got people revved up?
Well, you know, the big thing out in West, of course, is the economy. I mean, we're in a slowdown out here. And everybody out here has felt it. I mean, the top line revenue is down for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're, operating a hotel or a restaurant, or if you're a field service operator, if somebody directly in the energy business, you're selling water, hauling stuff. I mean, everybody's got it, down, and it's affecting everything. I mean, and then you're talking to somebody who's running who's an eye doctor or someone who's in the medical field. Everything is, revenue's down. We've lost 22,000 jobs out here. People have left. I mean, we're looking at, in cities where they've got the hotel occupancy is in the, it's down in the 20%. And anybody knows that you got to be a number a lot higher than that to be cash flowing in a hotel. So, people are really hurting, and people are concerned about the economy. And that's the, economy and jobs is the number one thing on people's minds.
What do they want you to do about it? What can a governor do about it?
Well, I think, as we said, no elected official can have any control over the price of oil or the price of wheat. But, the one thing that elected officials can do is they do have control over how much they spend and where they spend it. And so I think that's one of the things that, always comes up is the spending. And then also related to that is with property taxes. People are, very concerned about property taxes, whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a business owner. That comes up at every stop that Brent and I have been on.
So, you've probably been in those before, I imagine having been in the top leadership at Microsoft, you got 90,000 people probably think they can do it better than you and Bill Gates and everybody else, and they've got something they're pounding the table about. In this case, it's folks in, Stanley and Williston and Minot and Henninger saying, dang it, our economy's in tough shape. Is there, I mean, do you walk away with saying, hey, that's not a bad idea, maybe we should implement this or that? I mean, what do they want? What are they hoping you will do that would make their economic situation better? What can a governor do?
Well, I think one of the things that is that even the question that you're posing is one of the challenges that we're, can even be facing as a society, because if we turn into a nation or a state, where everybody's looking to Bismarck for the answer, everybody's looking to, Washington, D.C. for the answer, then we create this dependency. We give up our freedoms, and we want government to solve the problem for us. So, part of the message that Brent Sanford and I have been, carrying back to people is about, empowerment. It's about local, we talk about local control, but local control isn't really about control. It's about giving people the opportunity to be empowered to make their, make their own decisions locally. And I think this is one of the things. I mean, I've been in the private sector for 33 years, creating jobs and diversifying the economy. And it always frustrated me when I would listen to politicians talk about how many jobs got created, while they were in office, because, those jobs were being created by the, by the private sector. And so this is this is part of the message, is that if we have to make sure that we remember our roots as North Dakotans, where we, which made us a great place in the first place, was, entrepreneurship, innovation, self-reliance, independence. That's what made us a great state. That's why people wanted to live here. And so I'm not running around the state, making promises about what Bismarck can do for people. I'm talking to people about we need to restore, local control, local empowerment, and people need to figure out, how is the best way to build their, the most vibrant, most economic, most diversified economy they can, and do it, do it one community at a time.
One thing I think I've said in some form or another to you previously, and I've said it to Wayne as well, and I've said on the air to our listeners, that my hope is between now and June 14th, I can put a big white canvas up on the wall here and with the name Wayne Stengem underneath it and one that says Doug Burgum underneath it and say, okay, if it's Wayne Stengem and Nicole Pullman, this is what that canvas is going to look like. This is what North Dakota looks like when we get done. If it's Doug Burgum and Brent Stanford, here's what it looks like there, to paint a picture of what it is. And you've laid out a component of that to say, don't come to me because the economy is bad, right? Let's on the other hand, people do look to a governor to sort of say, hey, take me to the next level. So I want to ask some questions through all these conversations on that front, and we'll end with that today. But I think a lot of North Dakotans are looking to do that. What's your big vision? What's your big picture? And obviously in a campaign, you put out bits and pieces of that all the way. But hopefully by the time folks decide on June 14th, they got an idea. Let's cast my vote there. Here's what I'm going to get. We'll talk a little more about that on the other side of the break. Connie in Bismarck has a question. We have some questions and comments that have come in off here, too. Lots to do on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Doug Burgum with us today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Take spring up a notch at the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Our heavy-duty wide-span shelving is 20% off. Clean up with a Karcher pressure washer, $119.99. Find a full line of lawn and garden, including a commercial-grade 50-foot hose for only $15.99. Upholstery foam is 35% off. That's our lowest price ever. See our entire sale ad at maxhardware.com. And remember to register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the program. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's see, what do we got? Safety Talk tomorrow, one of my favorite shows every month. You know why? Whenever you're talking about saving lives, that's a good thing. And every single time they challenge me to go, uh-oh, I got to get better at that. Uh-oh, I got to get better at that. So we've got a great show lined up tomorrow. Looking forward to it. North Coast Safety Council has really led the charge in this. Great folks over there. Chuck Claremont and his team are just amazing. If you're not a member and you have employees, they have some incredible training. I encourage you to check them out. We also do that in partnership with WSI when we need a workforce safety resource as well. They're great about coming over. And so looking forward to that conversation tomorrow. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall on Friday. This week, we moved that this particular week to accommodate Kevin's schedule, and then also Wayne Stengem, Talk Radio Town Hall, on Friday. So lots to do here on the program. Back with Doug Burgum on the road. Doug's out in, are you still in Minot today? Did you say, Doug?
Still in Minot this morning.
All right. Doug joining us by phone from Minot today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Connie in Bismarck is first to go on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 for Mr. Burgum. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Mr. Burgum. First of all, I'd like to thank you for what you've done in downtown Fargo. I get there frequently, and I really enjoy it. But in that venue, I would like to ask you if you have taken advantage of the Renaissance Zone tax credits, or if you have participated in the Angel Fund in past or present development, and if those programs were not available to you, would you have gone ahead and develop downtown Fargo to the extent that you have? Those are my questions. I will hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you for taking my call once again.
Well, thanks, Connie, for calling. And those are two separate questions. Let's start with Renaissance Zone, and let me just start with your thank you on downtown Fargo. Yes, I have been involved since early in 2000, involved in the redevelopment of downtown Fargo. You know, the first project we got involved with down there was the Northern School Supply Building, which was a 70,000-square-foot building that was facing the wrecking ball, and ended up buying that building, saving that building, and, you know, put about $1.5 million into it to save the patient, so to speak. And then I ended up donating that building to NDSU, and it became the what's now called Renaissance Hall. And it was an effort between the North Dakota the Development Foundation and NDSU, City of Fargo. But you know, it started with stepping in, saving the building, and making a donation. And so on that one, I was not involved in any Renaissance Zone tax at all. It was just pure philanthropy. And then I've had a number of other projects which have been a mix of investment and philanthropy. And then there have been some projects where we've used the Renaissance Zone, tax credits. But I should make it clear, you know, some people get confused on the Renaissance Zone tax credits, that there's no check written by the state to an investor like me. The investor who takes advantage of Renaissance tax credits, you know, they take the risk. We take the risk buying the building. We take the risk on the construction costs. We take the risk on remediating asbestos. We take the risk on can we rent it. We take the risk on can we get the rents we want. We take the risk on all of that. So a Renaissance Zone approval, which is approved by a separate committee, it goes for a vote. There's a criteria. And, of course, this is a program that was developed by Republicans, supported by Republicans, and has been used across the state. I think 52 cities have got, in North Dakota, have got Renaissance Zone established. And it's been a great incentive for getting development to happen where existing infrastructure already exists. So this is better for the taxpayers at large because it creates investment going into a place where a city already has infrastructure versus, incentives that might cause people to build on an edge where the city and all the taxpayers have to build new infrastructure. So it's one of the things that makes Renaissance Zone a effective economic development tool is that it helps direct new capital, fresh capital, and entrepreneurs to take risks where there's existing that. And I have, on some of the projects where I received Renaissance Zone tax credits, I lost money. And I lost money because the cost of the building was too much. The repairs cost too much. We got into old buildings and we learned of things that, foundation issues that cost money. So I think, people should be clear that the entrepreneur is still taking the risk. The taxpayer.
I think the big issue that comes up on the Renaissance Zone, and by the way, the Republican legislature put this in place, And I happen to believe it's a great program. And, you know, it's taken, you know, dilapidated buildings to put them on the tax rolls that wouldn't have been there. So the Republican legislature was obviously integral in putting the program there. It started in Fargo. It spread to other cities. And but I think what people are saying is, well, you can't be critical of you know, the state budget. You can't be critical of dollars spent by the state and then take the take advantage of the program. I mean, they're calling you a hypocrite is what they're trying to say, right?
Yeah, well, it's completely, Scott, they can say that, but it's not factually true because there's no state dollars. There's no state dollars that come to an entrepreneur like me when you do the Renaissance Zone. The Renaissance Zone allows you to have a reduction in future taxes, future higher taxes, but those future higher taxes are a result of the investment that an individual makes. And I mean, I think the, you know, the real test is, does this kind of program increase the tax base? And in downtown Fargo, when it was dilapidated and run down downtown Fargo 15 years ago at the beginning of the Renaissance Zone, all the buildings collectively in downtown Fargo were worth an assessed value of about $200 million. Today, those buildings are assessed, all of them down there, worth $600 million. And that has been influenced in part because of not just me, but other people that have done Renaissance Zone projects down there have increased the value, not only the fresh capital that comes in, but it increased the value of everything around it. So these are
examples. That's certainly indisputable. A minute, if you don't mind, on the Angel Fund question of hers.
Well, separate from that, there's a North Dakota Republican legislator passed a program called Angel Tax Credits, and this allowed North Dakota investors to get tax credits for investments that went into certified angel funds. And angel funds would be high-risk capital. If you have a startup that can't get money from a bank, then angel funds would take that risk. And a lot of times when you invest in angel funds, as I have, you put all your money in and you lose all your money, but you're trying to invest in a new idea or a new project. So this was meant to try to attract and retain investment capital in North Dakota, because North Dakota is one of the lowest states in the country in terms of venture capital and that. So Angel Tax Credit Program was a smart idea to try to create more capital here and get it going. And I have been investing in startups in North Dakota, and I have taken Angel Tax Credits. But again, that's not cash coming from taxpayers to me. That's me putting my money at risk in businesses. Sometimes I've lost 100% of the money I put in, but you get some tax credits back for willing to take those risks.
All right, very good. We have other calls that are waiting, some that are coming off here, some that are waiting to chat, and not enough time to take any of them right now before we go to the break. But, Connie, appreciate the call. You got your answer, and that's, you know, has come up before. You've answered a few of those before, but hopefully everybody's got the answer on those, and it is what it is at this point. We can tackle some other issues, plenty of which we have to get to right after the break. Don't go away. 800-228-0550, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Also, text Todd at 701-226-8503 or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
First of all, the fact that you're critical of the, what the caller's talking about is that Monday, Pat Finken guest hosted on the program. He's a paid advisor to the Stengem campaign. The Burgum campaign complained about that. Bob Harms specifically wrote a statement and sent it out and talked about it being deliberately deceptive, good old boy style politics. Which honestly I didn't appreciate because it certainly is in our case. We've always disclosed that Pat did not that day. It was a mistake that's been acknowledged on one day. The caller is right that we booked the show. We own it. That's why I was saying I apologize. What I was trying to say, if I ever screw up like that again, don't think you can't call because a lot of people call and say, oh, it's a two-hour infomercial for the Stengem campaign. How does that work? I say, well, one way it works is for you to call in and say, why is this a two-hour infomercial for, you know, the Stengem campaign? I mean, I'm not putting it on you. I'm just saying if we screw up, hold our feet to the fire. That's all I was saying in that regard. But
I will say Pat did say something, albeit very late in the show, late in the second hour. Probably should have been said right at the top of each hour. But
yeah, no,
it didn't get completely swept under the rug. But that said,
right. And Doug, if it makes it right to say let's find some folks from the affiliated with the Burgum campaign that are willing to guest host, I'm fine with that too, as long as they know how to do a talk show. Pat's been doing it for a lot of years, so he's one of our go-to guys. But we do apologize that there was not better disclosure on Monday. I hope you understand that.
Yeah, absolutely, and appreciate the disclosure. You know, and Scott, you run a great show, and we admire what you do. You're always up front. You always do that. And I just think it's important, when you're turning over the reins to a guest host, that they maintain the same high standards that you do. And that's what we're looking for. But we certainly appreciate everything you do to focus on the issues and be transparent about where you're coming from.
We have a Facebook question from a Bismarck legislator that says, it might be Bismarck, I can't remember. But anyway, it's Bismarck man, and I put it that way. Your chief consultant, Bob Harms, has spent the last 20 years at the Capitol being a good old boy and recently complained that Pat Finken hosted the show, letting your opponent's friends call in. How can Bob Harms use the term good old boy when he is one? What level of hypocrisy will you allow in your campaign in order to win?
Well, I think it's a... you know, it's an interesting description because, of course, you know, Robert Harms left his private practice. He was a private sector guy, left his private practice to go to work with Ed Schaefer, who you just had on the show. That's why he came to Bismarck in the first place and was part of that great, you know, revolution that Ed Schaefer led in the 90s. And then, you know, and he stayed there and worked through the, you know, the Hoban thing and then went back into private practice. And I think that anybody that understands the, you know, things that are, you know, going on in Bismarck, know that Bob's been, someone who has been, you know, outspoken about, some of the issues in Bismarck. And, I'm, you know, pleased to have him as, both a friend and a campaign advisor. And I don't see any hypocrisy in that at all. So it's, you know, people are entitled to their viewpoints, but, you know, Bob's only been one thing in his life, and that's, you know, fight for North Dakota, and I'm happy to have him on the team.
Let's see here. We had a call. I want to get this because I promised I would, from a call earlier in the week who wanted to ask both the candidates, I believe, about Obamacare. They heard the ads, really kind of confused. What the heck's the deal? Let me just roll the call, and then let's have Doug respond to that. From Christine, I think is her name.
I'm hearing all these campaign things. Doug Burgum's campaign for governor is saying that Stengem was the only Republican governor to support Obamacare from the very beginning. The Stengem campaign is denying this. And, you know, how do you find out the truth? Have you noticed that on your radio programs that this the advertising, they're both pointing the finger at each other to Obamacare? I have a hard time believing that Stengem is doing this, and I just don't know. But is my question here to the audience and to you, is this dirty politics, and is all fair in politics as it is all is fair in love and war? It seems like all is fair in politics. It doesn't matter how dirty it is, but lies will be told.
All right, so she's talking about the ad, obviously, that you started regarding Wayne Stengem's support of Obamacare and now his response to it. And people are honestly a little confused about it and say, hey, what's the fact? So do you honestly think Wayne Stengem supports Obamacare?
Well, I think our ad is clearly factual, and we stand behind it, which is it's pretty simple. Wayne was the only Republican attorney general to signed the brief that went to the Supreme Court. He signed it with 21 Democrat attorney generals from around the country, and he did that in defense of Obamacare. They were defending Obamacare in the King versus Burwell case, so people can go online, look it up, see the brief, see Wayne's signature next to 21 Democrats. So that's all factual, and this was in 2015, so this was since his last election cycle as attorney general, so this has not been... We're not bringing up old stuff. This is new stuff, and I think it's important for, you know, it's part of his record as attorney general currently right now, something that he did. And so, therefore, I think it's completely fair game in terms of, and we think it's important that the voters of North Dakota, you know, understand what his record is. And it's true that, you know, that Wayne voiced some opposition to Obamacare, and, you know, back in 2010, but it's one of these things where, you know, I guess he was against it before he was for it, and then was supporting it, supporting it this last year with that defense.
Cody and Bismarck next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Christine, I hope you have a little better sense of that, and we'll do the same thing with Wayne on Friday and say, okay, why were you only one of one Republican governor? But I think I've said on the air, both ads are factual. It's one of those cases where, I mean, factually, you could say, well, you know, is there more to it? Is there context? There always is. But you know, I think, you know, you could argue both are factual, and both are a little bit political and playing games. That's just what happens. Cody and Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale. Go ahead. Before I go to Cody, would you want to say something, Doug?
Well, I was just going to say again, you know, the issue for me is not, this isn't, you know, just political. I mean, it's, you know, one of the things I've done in the last 10 years as part of building you know, companies in Fargo, I've been involved as an investor, a board member, and two times as the interim CEO of a healthcare software company in Fargo, Intelligent Insights, which is now, you know, grown from up to about 120 team members. You know, but that was a company that it, we were about 40 people, and we were essentially almost put out of business by federal mandates, Obamacare, you know, their requirements around electronic healthcare records. So, I mean, I've seen firsthand what this does, you know, to rise, you know, there's nothing about the Affordable Care Act that makes care better, and there's nothing about it that makes it more affordable.
But I don't think you and Wayne Stenger would disagree on that.
Right, but then Wayne's, you know, kind of part of his defense, he's saying, look, there's these people in North Dakota that would have lost the federal tax credit. That's true, but anytime you have a big tax and spend, big government take over an industry, and it, you know, and Obamacare is about, it's about an insurance scheme about subsidizing insurance, surely there's going to be some people that benefit. And the numbers that they're using, you know, is about 2% of North Dakotans. If 2% of the North Dakotans have benefited, you know, from a big federal tax and spend, you know, subsidy scheme, then by that logic, if he's supporting that, then that means, I guess, he would support any Democratic, you know, federal tax and spend. I think there'll always be a few people. When in socialism, there's always some people that benefit, you know, but I'm concerned about, private sector principles where we have competition, lower cost, improved care, and then folks down to 98% of people that aren't benefiting. So I'd say that this is a philosophical difference between Wayne and I, in terms of, you know, how we think about how we think the government's role should play in people's lives.
All right. Cody Bismarck, you're next for Doug Burgum. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Doug. I've called in before and talked to you. But a question I keep getting asked often is, what is each candidate's opinion, or not really opinion, but stance on the Second Amendment, and not in a hunting platform, but really what the Second Amendment's about? And as we all know, it doesn't say anything about hunting when it was written. So I guess I just want you to clarify so people can stop asking me and start asking, you know, each other who they support.
Well, I'm a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. I know the, NRA is doing their questionnaire. They'll be publishing the results on that. And I'm confident the rating that I'm going to receive in terms of my support for the Second Amendment. And so I don't know that that'll be a differentiator in this campaign, but it's certainly not an issue. But I am a sportsman. I am a hunter. Somebody asked me, when did I buy my last, gun? It was Sunday afternoon, 3 days ago. My son, who goes to Oak Grove Lutheran High School, there's one of the great things that's happening in the state right now with young people is these trap shooting leagues at the high school level. So there's 48 kids from his high school, guys and girls, 7 through 12, that are participating in a trap shooting league. I think Shamley's got 60 kids that are participating. It's starting to spread across the state. And it's, you know, a great thing where kids, learn responsibility, gun safety, respect, competition. There's a lot of great benefits from this. The coaches are doing a great job. And so it's just fantastic. It's fun to see all these young generation, getting involved in, responsible use of firearms.
Appreciate the call, Cody. Thank you. Dana and Judd, quickly, your question for Doug Burgum. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Doug, this is a little closer home for you, but how do you feel and where do you stand on the corporate pig farm that's going in up Buffalo, which, from what I heard on this show, the people of the community are against?
Well, this is one of these things where we have to find the right balance because, it is a fact that if we want to diversify our economy away from, just pure production crop agriculture and get into, value-added animal agriculture, then we need to figure out a way to attract capital to do that. And we're, lagging as a state, whether it's in, dairy or hog behind, Minnesota or South Dakota or Montana. And so if and ag is so important to us, we have to figure out a way to, support that industry. But that having said that, on the flip side, we should be in a position where whether we're citing citing a hog farm or citing a wind farm, there has to be, rules and opportunities for people to, comment on what's happening on their property. So it's finding this right balance between allowing people's rights to take private sector risk and build businesses, but also...
Got to leave it right there. We'll take a break. Come back with our final segment with Doug Burgum and the Talk Radio. All after this.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
You in part today by our friends at S&S Motors in Watford City. Doug, you mentioned you were in Watford City the other night. Did you get by the lot there to check out your running mate's lineup of trucks at all by chance?
Absolutely, and there's a great, big, beautiful Burgum Sanford sign right out front.
Oh, is there really? That does not surprise me. How about that? The size? So you can't miss it. Look for the Burgum Sanford sign in front of S&S Motors in Watford City. I was just looking, actually, at that big 2014 F-150 Lariat. I love the grill guard on that thing. I love white trucks. I don't always have. Just they look clean longer. S&S Motors, they'll find you any truck you want if you don't find it on the lot. That's the great thing about what they do up there. And you can call them right now, 701-444-2341, or go online at snsmotorsinc.com. We had Ed Schaefer on earlier talking about the budget situation at UND, but I also asked him, I said, give me your I want your take on both campaigns. How are they doing? How are things going? Here's what Ed Schaefer said about your campaign, Doug, and I want your response. 30 seconds on the Burgum campaign. How do you assess that? And then I'll ask you about the Stengem campaign separately.
Well, I'm disappointed in the Burgum campaign for running a negative campaign. You know, Doug's a great guy. He's getting around the state. He's talking to a lot of people, and he's telling his story. But, the campaign that's out there in the media is negative, is against something. It's just personally, he's getting all over the state, and he's winning influence and, you know, hearts and minds of people all over. His campaign is positioning himself as negative and against another person or against the state or against our economy or what. You know, he's positioning himself in the media and therefore in the public perception as negative. And that, you know, that lots of times in North Dakota, most times, matter of fact, all the time in North Dakota, just doesn't work real well.
So you're talking about the ads. You're talking about the ads. You don't like the ads.
I'm talking about the ads. Yep.
Yeah. How about
so
Wayne Stengem?
Set it up to be this negative thing out there.
All right. That's Mr. Schaefer on the campaign thus far, giving assessments too negative in the media, but, you know, and at odds with what you're doing one-on-one. What do you say?
Well, I think it's interesting that we've had, you know, plenty of people critiquing our campaign, but no one seems to talk about the fact that only 3 months ago when I announced that I was running, people said impossible that you'll be able to, you know, be able to catch Wayne or even have a race. I mean, he was up 80 points to 10. You know, then we got it, you know, then we shaved another 20 points off and another 20 points off, and now we're in a statistical dead heat. And I'm still getting the criticism about the campaign we're running. And yet, in fact, in a, you know, a short amount of time, We've got a real race, tie race. June 14th is probably going to be the most important decision voters make in North Dakota this year. And we have a very competitive, interesting race, you know, happening where people can, compare and contrast. And again, I should point out, if I wasn't in this race, this race would already be over. You know, North Dakotans wouldn't be talking about, policy differences or choices. And so, I think again, we're hearing from lots of people that feel differently than Ed when we're out around the state, which is people are saying, you know, thank goodness you and Brent Sanford are in this thing. Thank goodness we're having a chance in the dialogue. Thank goodness, you know, those of us that didn't have a voice in the campaign are getting a chance to do that. So we're, and I would also say, again, the characterization of negative is a point of view, because if we're talking about policy, we're not, there's nothing that we've done that has made anything that would be even remotely considered personal. This is about comparing resumes and comparing policy choices. And it's also about talking factually about the state, the state economy. When the state puts out, revenue numbers and talks about how great things are, and then you dig into the numbers, you find out that in March of 2016, last March, our revenue in the state was $98 million. The same comparable period of March of 2014, same period in the biennium, 2 years before that was $204 million. So 52% lower March to March on state revenues, and people think it's negative that I'm talking about the facts. I mean, you can't lead people if you're misleading them. And I've got an opponent that's running an ad saying everything's fine, and the numbers show differently. So, you know, if people think that's negative, I guess I'll just have to take that criticism. I think it's what's required right now. I think it's what's responsible. I think it's what leaders do, is share with people, share with the voters, share with the taxpayers. This is their money. We need to be transparent with them about what's going on.
All right. We have a very limited amount of time and a lot of folks that want to weigh in, so we're going to go as quickly as we can here, real quick, literally like 10, 15-second questions and answers. Chris Bismarck, go. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, Doug. I want to preface my comments by saying I'm not a Wayne Stengem supporter at all, but your ads are disingenuous and borderline defamation. You could find a problem with Mother Teresa, with Gandhi, if you look close enough. And you're not telling the whole truth. You're focusing in on one narrow little particle of the overall big picture and calling it out and saying it's a whole big bad thing. And your ads are disingenuous, deceitful, and borderline defamation.
Well, I guess I just have to disagree, because when you talk factually about someone's record, it has nothing to do with deceit or defamation. So that statement is completely inaccurate. And if, you know, Wayne, you know, wants to sign on and try to support and defend Obamacare in the Supreme Court with 21 Democrat attorney generals and no other Republican attorney generals. When the head of the Republican attorney general of the association for the whole country, when she stands up and says this is the last best chance to stop Obamacare, and Wayne was lined up with the Democrats, and this is a Republican primary, I just feel like voters, you know, voters in North, it's a responsibility that voters have to understand the information about the thing. And so this is not a little thing. This is a huge thing. I mean, Obamacare is trying to take, you know.
We'll have to leave it there. I apologize, everybody. Stephen Bismarck, Amy and Grand Forks, Dave and Bismarck waiting to go. Others that have called in. Tell you what I will. The good news here is we will take all of these questions that have come in, and we're going to be doing these weekly now till the election, so there's lots of time to get all the questions in. I didn't get my canvas question in even, for crying out loud, so I'm right there with you. Doug, thanks for the time. We'll chat again soon, okay?
Thank you, Scott.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of stop and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.